Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. We are so excited because we are actually going to be sharing what we've been talking about. If you have been following us through Instagram or any of our social media platforms on Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, about a big announcement. So Vida, what announcement is this?
The big announcement, the big reveal is the Savvy Trailer Series. It's a special niche or pivot or turnout of the Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. And we're super, super excited.
Yes. And for us, we've been talking about this since December, I think, before we started kind of like figuring out how we wanted to announce it and just talk about it. And people are like, what is the Savvy Trailer? It's kind of funny when you and I started brainstorming about what makes a podcaster a podcaster.
Right.
And right now we're seeing not only more podcasters in this field, but we also want to see a lot of niche podcasting.
Yep.
We want to see the pivot that helps us get out of that rut kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, celebrating 5 years is a good thing, but it's also kind of figuring out how can we make it just as exciting and different. And
right.
So
like an evolution of something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So with the pandemic, a lot of us are stuck at home.
Yeah.
And just ready to get out there.
Wearing pajamas all day and working, but that's cool.
Exactly. We still want to continue, but enjoy in the sense where we can get out there and be free to do what we'd love and do what we want to do, but also in a travel sense. So kind of what is the Savvy Trailer? What does it kind of look like, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's like a podcast on wheels.
Yes.
That's what it is, right? We just want to be able to go places, bring our work with us, and also be able to share the experience of recording with others because maybe they want to start a podcast, but they have no idea how. And, you know, we can at least set an example.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really what we aim for, right?
I love it. Yeah, because it's a sense of community, right?
Yeah.
In LA, and I know New York and other places, we have the luxury of having actual podcast studios, right?
Yes.
Recording studios. Mm-hmm. But with the pandemic hit, that obviously changed for everyone. So
right.
Luckily for us, many of us already had some form of studio in our home.
Yes.
But I think also even that's causing some of that cabin fever.
Yeah, cabin
fever. Out, right? So
yeah.
A few years back, I want to say almost 3 years, I had thought about a mobile studio.
Right.
How do you kind of get around, still enjoy? And I only saw buses that were retail or something along that type
of business.
Or
like big Airstream.
Yeah,
type
like campers that are just insane. And I try to picture you and I trying to drive one.
Yeah, nope, nope.
No, thank you.
The first turn, I'm going to be like, I give up.
This I've driven a few times a truck for cargo and
like
it
moving,
was the worst. I've never been so stressed
out. It's scary.
So I'm like, how do I make this smaller? So May 23rd, we're actually going to have the formal in-person launch so people can actually see it, what we're talking about, what this looks like. It's super cute. And so we'll reveal more there and it'll be in Gardena Cinema. And obviously we'll post all this stuff on our Instagram and social media so you can see how you can show up. But it was just kind of that jolt that I had where I wanted to continue what you and I do, but also do it in a way where we can still have people come out and see what it looks like to record an episode. Some of that engagement, right?
And it always starts with something small, like, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. And then, before anyone can say like, are you sure? Or really? No, I already did it.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
That's how it rolls.
And for anyone that's has a business or has, you know, luckily I'm so grateful I have Vera because
and vice versa.
Right. Every other day I'm like, this is crazy. This is a crazy idea. Or, you know, the fact that we've invested so much already.
Yeah.
Into
we're
this
just
idea.
Like, oh, wow.
It's like someone's going to we might have to rethink this. But the cool thing about this adventure that we're going to be doing is it's never done before. So we'll be creating some podcast history and being able to hopefully allow other people to think differently about their business, not necessarily a podcast, and being able to also support local businesses like the Gardena Cinema is going to be a drive-through.
Right.
And there's other venues that will be We'll be local to start with, but we look forward to moving towards the entire country to be
taking
able to do
the show
this.
On the road, yes. As they say. So.
And during a pandemic, we want to keep it socially distancing and mindful of other people. But a shout out to those people that did the movie, the documentary a few years ago with Chris, the whole team from Podfest Expo, The Messenger.
Yes.
The documentary so podcast, right? So great. Danny Pena from Gamer Tag Radio, all these people that you saw. And I think that's something when we, as not just podcasters, but business owners, is we don't mind being the first. It's right. Crazy and scary, but we also want to do something that's meaningful.
Right.
And sometimes that means taking the plunge.
Yeah.
Being the first one to maybe flop inside the water.
As they say, like the first person through the wall or over the fence gets their teeth kicked in sometimes,
but
who cares, right? Yeah. It's like you pave the path for others. And if you're not willing to take that risk, then you'll never know. And
And I think that's something you and I are going to figure that out, because we've had done tons of planning. And I think the fact that this has been in the mix and the before and after is just kind of intense.
Seeing and a flop is relative.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, belly flop can hurt.
But it's also fun.
Yeah, and you get completely wet and then you're just like done with that, right? So I'm really excited about doing this, because I think it'll be able to connect us as a community again on live events. And then be able to give people that idea that they can pivot and still find the niche, whatever they're doing.
Exactly.
And so I think that'll be a fun thing to do. And the funny thing is, last year when everyone was, you know, streaming everything, I think I watched everything on Netflix. And
totally.
Prime and Hulu. I mean, I'm like, I watch way too much. But one of the, more than one of the documentaries I saw and shows was the Basic and Baller.
Yeah.
And I'm like texting Vera, oh my gosh, Basic and Baller, can we do this in France? And especially because her and I talk about going back there. I'm like, can we do this here locally?
Yeah.
And so we'll be definitely talking about maybe some of the episodes, right?
Yeah, sure. And it is, I think everyone should check that one out. So we'll put in the show notes. but yeah, some of the, we're going to be talking a variety of episodes and we will give, you know, the overall question, like, what is it that you're planning? Do you want to do it basic? Do you want to be a baller? But not exactly that, but
or in between.
Or in between, right. But we're going to be talking about, for example, owning pets and what that means. And do you want to be basic or baller about that, right? pet insurance, traveling on a budget, so many things, whether or not you should have insurance for that, and many more. It's just like little things that you don't think about on the daily that can actually save you tons of money if you plan and do it in advance, right?
Yes, because I think this is really, we have created a budget for our travels.
Yeah.
We have created a budget for marketing. We have created a budget for what the trailer will look like, right? So I think that's something, obviously will save us a lot of money in the end, but we are still spending a lot of money, right? And so I think those episodes will be able to cover a lot of that, because I know there's a lot of people, especially from the messages we get, people are just like, can you cover this more, or you know, have you thought about this? And sometimes our crazy ideas are the ones can be either the most beneficial, most profitable, but it's obviously you still have to start from day one.
Sometimes, as they say, and I'm not trying to say that you have to spend that much, but you have to pay to play a little bit. And if you plan right and you take a risk, the reward can be huge. So,
and this is what this podcast is about, is, you know, not just teaching the financial literacy side of it and how we can make money and how we can enjoy what we do. But for people to see that there is always an evolving structure for what we're doing. Right. And so, the fact that you and I think in our episode where we were both doing it from the cabins,
right
before the holidays, you know, if you see the video, you can see the pictures that her and I, we're in our, you know, PJs, comfortable clothes, the fire, and we're like, but we were still ready to travel and we can't. And so this is a way to kind of still fulfill the need that we can travel a little bit, and bring that a little community together.
Absolutely. Because even though things are opening up, and if you're listening in the future, this is still pandemic time. I think a lot of people have reservations about traveling. And so it's about how can you travel feeling safe?
Yes.
Without losing, as you said, the sense of community. And that's what's really critical and important to us.
And and for us, April is what? Financial Literacy Month, right? And May is mental health, right? So, I mean, those 2 months couldn't be any perfect to be able to talk about this launch, because These are two topics that are dear to us, right?
Absolutely.
And so being able to do the shout out for both, I think people can actually connect the two, that your finances are considered part of your mental health. They need to be, right?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't think of a better month to do that, and or 2 months even combined, you could say. And I think that's something that will be able to help. And I think the funny part will be to see the mistakes that we've done.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
The before and after pictures.
There will be things that, oops, we probably shouldn't have done that, but it's part of the growth, right?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's kind of the excitement of building up something like that. And then bringing in the right partners, bring sponsors, and bringing in the people that can see the vision, the craziness idea.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Hey, maybe one day we'll wake up and it'll be like, I don't know, Savvy Trailers of the World Unite, and there's a big fest, and we're all there and doing our podcast.
Napa, Temecula, or anywhere in France.
Yes.
We are reaching out to you.
We
guys
will
to
ship
do that
the trailer, whatever we have to do.
So. Bring your trailers, and then we have the wine, right? Yeah. So I think it's being able to incorporate. And going back to that documentary, The Messenger, I remember the best part of hearing one of like the OG podcasters, and his podcast is all about horses. You know, and the fact that you can find, it's called Horse Radio Network. And he said something that was so crucial that I'm like, that's so me and Vera, where he goes, if you're going to start a podcast with a co-host, he's like, if you can't travel with that co-host, you probably shouldn't be doing a podcast.
Right. Yep. That's so true. And that's one thing that we both talked about as a side note, because we're doing this together. We were like, you know, we kind of had a little bit of anxiety, like, can we do this? Can we do this? And we just had some exchanges that made us realize that there was so much, like, there was just kindred spirit there, right? Yes. That we were just like, we could totally do this. Can we cuddle in a king size bed? Yes. Okay. We can totally do this.
and it's that too, where it's like someone else can help you buy into that crazy idea, help calm those anxieties.
Yeah.
It's true. Where it's like, it goes in and out. You don't know. If no one else is doing it, that's when we question the imposter syndrome coming in, saying, no one else is doing it. Maybe I shouldn't be doing
it.
But it doesn't mean we can't be creative and change it to make it work. And Robert, who's in Montana, you know, he's seen these trailers everywhere. So he was just like, why did I not, you know, people don't think about how we can transport something. And I'm like, yeah, we're in LA. You hardly see these type
of trailers. You don't really see these trailers.
So we're looking forward for you guys to see what we're talking about, what kind of trailer, because this is not your RV. This is not your camper. This is not what you are envisioning. When you see it, it's going to be something most people don't ever think about. So it's kind of the, ideally, hopefully we'll catch on and figure out a way that we think of it as, it is affordable. It's definitely a big chunk of investment, but I think it's beautiful for people to see that there are other options.
Entirely. I mean, if people can live in tiny homes, we can podcast from a trailer.
Tiny studio
trailer. So
so if people have any questions, please let us know. And then, like I said, we're going to be doing the actual live launch May 23rd, which is a Sunday, and you could bring the whole family, and it's going to be inexpensive because also Vera and I are celebrating our 40th. She just had her birthday. Mine's coming up, and being able to do that together. So we're doing a special deal, $40 per the car. And that car will include you. The whole family can watch this movie called The Money Pit.
I know. It's going to be hilarious. If you haven't seen it, it's old school. It's so good.
It's such an 80s classic movie, a movie with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long. And it's, so it's comedy. And I always recommend that movie to people that want to invest in real estate. Because it's kind of like your worst nightmare come to life, but also the thing that you can look out for. And to know that hopefully you will never be in that situation. And so it's kind of a fun way to just have a little comedy that night. And then portion of the proceeds will go to a nonprofit, a couple that we're going to be working with, this local shelter, and then also the CCC, which they provide nonprofit teachings for financial literacy to teachers, which I think is so huge. So you're welcome to join us live. And if you want, it's going to be a private invitation. So if you want to be invited, please DM us so we can send you that. And if you can't show up live, you could still support. And we'd be happy to send you some goodies with that if you can't be there person.
Absolutely.
So how people can follow us.
So make sure to follow us on your local social medias, Instagram at The Savvy Trailer and Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. We're also on Twitter at The Savvy Trailer. So any questions, if you have ideas, if you want to know a little bit more, DM us, please. We're happy to answer them.
And you know it's going to be bilingual too, so stick up for the Spanish. But yes, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our official launch, as you're going to hear a lot more, hopefully, fun, crazy adventures along The Savvy Trailer and figure out some savvy tips. So we'll see you in the next one.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.